This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there's batteries in our on-air sign.
Finally finished. This thing eats batteries like nobody's business.
Like one episode.
I want to figure out, and I was going to look it up today, and I didn't get a chance, Tom. I want to figure out how to turn this into like a wall pluggy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's got to be some kind of converter
or something, because this thing eats batteries like fucking Johnny Five.
I'm sure that there's some kind of like AA flux capacitor DC-AC convertinator 3000 you can buy.
There's gotta be, but I gotta find it because it takes three double A's, and I don't know. I gotta look it up, but I'm gonna try to figure it out because I'm like so sick of every other show having to put
new fucking
three
batteries
double
in this
A's
thing.
In it. The
on air sign is great.
I know it looks
it's how
great.
We know we're on the
it
goddamn
looks great.
Air.
It looks great. By the way, also behind Tom on the show is Trump's face. From the New Yorker. Now, here's the thing. My favorite part of this, we talked about this on the show, is they didn't have to draw this frumpy drawing of Trump.
No.
They did not have to draw it. Yeah, there was plenty of photographs of him being in state court, but somebody took it upon themselves. One of the court reporters took it upon himself to make the meanest, frumpy, sad, just glum face. And it is the best.
It's so good.
Genuinely the best.
It's so good. I absolutely love it. And what I don't get me wrong. I think that there is no reason why we can't have cameras in federal court. There actually should and needs to be cameras. And the new Trump indictment, the new hearing, the court case, it's actually, I think it's a travesty of justice that it will not
that
be
that it
televised.
Will be filmed. Yeah.
The fact that we can't turn on C-SPAN and watch a current presidential front runner and probable candidate for 2024 and former president. The fact that we can't watch him defend himself against charges of violating the goddamn Espionage Act.
Right.
We should be able to watch that. That's a transparency of justice issue when it rises to this level.
Sure.
So
yeah, I mean, I don't need to watch like a gun charge or something.
No,
but I'd love to watch
But we should like that. That's the thing is like,
there's probably 10 a year that you'd want to watch.
Yeah.
You know, that are big deals.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah. And I think it's entirely reasonable if we're going to have a court system that is supposed to be transparent to the people. That's why court records are made public. That's why court transcripts are publicly available is like, it is a hallmark of a democracy to have no secret hearings. And now we have a world with cameras and microphones and all shit didn't exist. But like, why the fucking federal government can't open that shit up to goddamn C-SPAN is
they should.
Beyond.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably some lawyers out there that have legal reasons why they shouldn't. I'm sure there might be some legal loophole reasons why they shouldn't. But general public wise, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And like, the only upside, Cecil, is that there will be more drawings, more frumpy drawings.
We should have a whole wall, just a collage. Like when you were a teenager and you just had like mad collages of just him.
We need to do a grouchy looking Trump court.
Did you see him? There was a great picture of him going into there and his hair is kind of fucked up. And then somebody captioned like rough night, Donald, because he looked fucked up, man. He looked fucked up walking into there and getting indicted this last week. Before we jump into the indictment though, Tom, I want to play this. This happened in Illinois. I want to say either the last day or two. This is our Governor Pritzker. And this is from a TikTok, Vice News. And they cut this up so that we could listen to it on our show.